In the 1800s, while touring the Amazon, the naturalist Alexander von Humboldt documented an attack on a horse by an electric eel, which allegedly leapt out of the water to stun the animal. Yet despite being studied for over 200 years since, this, and a video on YouTube, were the only documented claims of this behaviour. Until, that is, Vanderbilt University's Ken Catania got his hands on an electric eel, literally. The shock can be 10 times the power from a taser. He told Tom Crawford what, in addition to his own pain threshold, he's discovered.
The main function of these high-voltage pulses is to activate nerve endings in nearby animals. And so in that sense, it's a lot like a taser. And then once you know that, you can start to ask, well, how would you design your taser to creatively activate nerve endings? So one thing they can do is freeze up animals for predation. That works very well for fish in water. But they have this challenge if a predator were to come at them in shallow water, which actually happens in the Amazon during the dry season. How would you defend yourself against, say, a predatory cat or some other predator, a crocodilian that was coming at you, and you only had limited amount of electrical resources to deliver? Well, it turns out the best way to do that without having much of the energy dispersed in the water is to lift out of the water, press against the threat directly, and give off your high voltage. It's really a shocking behavior.
Nice, you beat me to the pun. So just to re-clarify what you've said, these electric eels, they literally jump out of the water and then zap their target.
Exactly, and it started by realizing when I approached them with a metal-rimmed net, they would attack the net by leaping up and shocking it. And that's the only time I ever saw an electric eel try to come out of the water. So that was a big clue that there's something special going on with these conductive nets. The eels interpret conductors as living things. They interpret large conductors as threatening living things. And this is clearly a defensive behavior. And so the research that's recently published was basically trying to work out the puzzle of the electric circuit that develops as the eel comes up out of the water. And so I had designed a series of experiments to address each variable in that, except for one. And that was the target, or in this case, my arm.
So Sorry, Ken. Let's just back up a second.
So you
were purposefully putting your arm into the tank with these electric eels in order to be shocked.
Eventually, yes. But I got there by really wanting to know the answer to each of the variables in the circuit. And so I wanted to know the electromotive force of the eel, the internal resistance of the eel, the resistance of the water, and then the variable values of this other resistance that develops as the eel comes out of the water and the sum of the current can pass back down the eel to the water. And I had solved for all of those, and it kind of gave the illusion that, wow, I've really got this puzzle figured out. But there's a quirk of electric circuitry that if you have two resistors in parallel, which is something that happens when the eel comes out, you need to know both of those resistances to understand how much current flows in the circuit. And so I was scratching my head about what am I going to do about this? And the final answer was to develop this device that could measure the current through my arm.
I love how you said there the obvious answer was to electrocute yourself.
Hey, who doesn't want to get electrocuted by an electric eel? Come on, deep down. And I should also say this was quite a small electric eel, so I wasn't taking any crazy risks. Faraday played with electric eels. Humboldt played with electric eels. There's a long history of people experimenting with the so-called hands-on approach. I mean, I wouldn't do it lightly with a large eel, and I didn't do it with a large eel.
So you were saying you were trying to measure all of the variables in the system to be able to calculate the electric circuit. So what was it that you found out?
Yeah, so the voltage of the small eel that I was working with was about 200 volts. Eels can get up to 500, sometimes 600 volts when they're very large. They can get to a couple meters long. And I guess one of the key things that I think this research allows you to do is pretty easily plug in the numbers to extrapolate to these larger animals. So we know that people get shocked in the Amazon by this behavior. In fact, there's a kind of amazing video that went viral recently showing a fisherman getting shocked by a large electric eel with this leaping behavior. So now we have a good idea of how much current goes through a person based on eel size. Specifically for my case, it was about 40 to 50 milliamps. And that was sufficient to be quite a deterrent, I'll put it that way. If you've gone to a really colorful, interesting party and been tased recently, it would be a lot like that. It would be actually, for a large eel, it would be 20 times the power of a launch horseman taser. Yeah. It was a lot of fun to do, if you can believe that.
Yeah.
Electrifying stuff. Ken Catania was telling Tom Crawford about the work he's recently published in the journal Current Biology.
I've been to a lot of colourful parties in my time. Never got tased at any of them, though.